Grandpa Jim, Motivation Central Station, where are you all at? Are you thriving? Are you accomplishing, or are you just confused? You know, I think the majority of us are, you know, unfortunately confused, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a little confused, for sure. You know, wisdom and, you know, age, I think, you know, there's this natural process to life where, you know, hopefully you're listening to this podcast in your 30s and your 40s. You know, I welcome everybody, but, you know, that's when there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of people in my life, in my family right now, a little bit right in that sweet spot of those age groups. And, you know, where do you turn for help? You know, you got the busy life of the family, you got your kids you're trying to raise, and then, you know, you can get lost in the middle of all that, you know. So, you know, I'm a big proponent on having balance in your life. Many of you know that my whole approach to mental health and substance abuse recovery is about living in balance, right? I wrote a book called What Color Is Your Brain Scan? The answer is in your head and habits. If you take somebody that's not got really good habits and you put them in an MRI machine and you take a, you know, MRI image of their brain, you know, it's not going to be all bright and colorful, you know. And so my job in life is to help you, you know, get that bright, beautiful colors in your brain. And that comes through healthy habits. And sometimes if you have a bad habit, man, you just have to say, enough's enough. I'm digging my heels in. I'm never touching that substance again, that toxic relationship, you know. And you, no matter what comes before you, you have to, you know, really dig in. Anybody that has long-term substance abuse recovery at some point, very early on in their recovery, they had to dig their heels in really deep, you know, and feel all kinds of feelings, and then have friends pushing XYZ substance in front of their face, whether it was alcohol or marijuana or pills or whatever, and said, you know, I'm just done. I can't, no matter what, you know. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm fighting my disease. I'm fighting my addiction. And no, 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 no. You can't. You know, we surrender. You cannot kill the 800-pound gorilla that you're stuck in the cage with, you know. The disease is just too big, too overwhelming for you to overcome. And, you know, so what's the state of your personal life right now? You know, a lot of people I'm talking to right now are filled with anxiety, depression, absolute fear. I had a person call me yesterday that I'm like, why are you whispering to me now? You know, are you high? Are you getting hot? What's going on with you? And I'm on the fourth floor in my building, and I had to call the cops on this guy that beat me up. And there were three shootings in that neighborhood yesterday within an hour. Apparently, it seems like they were all unrelated, you know. And I'm going back there this morning to that neighborhood to, you know, pull a guy out of that and say, hey, listen, you know, let's go to this recovery meeting. Let's go talk about insanity of, you know, he's having a hard time staying sober, and then living where you're living. It's time to move on, get out. You know, are you stuck in your insanity? Do you even know that you're in an insanity situation? You know, sometimes, you know, you need to just sit back and be quiet and try to sit with the hardest person in the world to sit in a room with, and that's yourself. You know, a go-to for myself over time has been when I'm really super confused. You know, by God's grace, I have a pass to our local zoo, and I go over there and I find a place where there isn't another soul, and I just sit and I feel and I, you know, assess what's going on. And then, you know, there's this great force in the universe, and I think Steven Spielberg said it best, that great force that guided him through his life to create all these good movies. He said, that voice never yelled at me. It was always like, hey, Steven, I think you should go make a movie about a fish. Why don't you make it a shark and see where your world goes? So that sitting back, that quietness, that inner voice, you know, somebody put that soul in you, that inner voice that's in your head every day. It was put inside you, and listen to it. So, you know, there's a greater force. There just is. I know, you know, I always told my kids that good wins out over evil, you know. So what do we do about the neighborhood that's getting shot up, you know? A lot of work needs to be done. A lot of, you know, Mrs. Clinton said it best. It takes a village, you know. It takes a lot of people, you know, to help each other. You know, we are social beings. We need to reach out. So anyway, you're probably tuning into this podcast today because you saw the name George Floyd, Stephen Avery, and Ghislaine Maxwell on the headline. First of all, George Floyd verdict came down, and I have not been on here for a while because sometimes you need to put everything on hold, and whatever that goal and vision of yours is, and mine is to get my business, one of my businesses pointed in the right direction, and I have to, you know, and this goes for your recovery and trying to move on, you know, is to, you have to sometimes shut the world out and put all your focus in one basket, or at least in my world. And that's how, you know, I've been able to, you know, live the lifestyle I want to live, you know. There's not too many places, you know, I have the destiny of my future in my hands, and I worked really hard to make myself self-sufficient through, you know, several businesses. And, you know, there's so much freedom in that. I can come and go really when I want. Was it always that way? No, it took a long time to work to get myself, but that was a goal of mine. You know, what's your goal? You know, where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself? You know, you see yourself happy, you know, living a dream life. You know, that's how it happens. Do you ever see that big skyscraper downtown and go, how did that happen? You know, how did they get, you know, how did they get that big structure up there? You know, that was a thought in one person's mind at one time. Was that high-rise tower downtown, you know? So is your vision that big tower, or is your vision a tent and a campground? And either choice is right, you know? Either choice is right, you know? But, you know, do you know where you want to go? Do you know who you are? You know, it took a long time for me to do that, a lot of work, you know? You know, I was reading something by Bill W., the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, yesterday. And he said, you know, even AA is not a cure-all for alcoholism. You know, you may need other help. You may need professional help. You may need a life coach. You know, you can't do it on your own, you know. You know, when you can admit your faults and say, hey, I need a little help here, you'll see some help come running to you. It's human nature. So, George Floyd, wonderful verdict. You know, finally, you know, our state has had Jacob Blake get shot 7 times in the back, you know, and that cop was able to walk free. No, that's bad police work. You need to be held accountable, you know, when you're making these assumptions that somebody may grab a knife on the floor in his vehicle, so I'm going to shoot him in the back with 3 kids, you know, that should have never not been prosecuted. And so America finally got one right, finally, you know, this Chauvin kneeling on his neck, George Floyd's neck, for 9.5 minutes. And they really gave a good analogy last night. I was watching a program around it, and they had this doctor say, put a straw in your mouth and try to breathe out of that straw. And then imagine, you know, 91 pounds sitting on your neck while you're face down on the ground trying to breathe, you know, which is scary, you know. And I had that personal experience, you know. I've had some crazy experiences. I was arrested when I was 16 years old, and I was a wrestler. And I had, and I still do have, a really good sense of balance. And 5 police officers in the town I grew up in couldn't get me off my feet. And then eventually they did the same thing to me, where they kneeled on my head. It was the closest to death that I was cognizant for. I had a lot of substance abuse issues when I was a kid and crashed a lot of cars. And by God's grace, I never killed anybody and didn't kill myself. But I, you know, so it's scary, man. I can't imagine. I couldn't imagine, you know. It was the most closest I ever thought personally I came to dying in my life, you know, while I was coherent. Some of those car accidents were not pretty. So it's a great day. Is it enough? No, it's not enough. We need, you know, I'm glad to see Joe Biden come out and say, you know, this is a step in the right direction. Policing has to change. All men are created equal. All ladies are created equal. And we should be policed equally so. And so then Stephen Avery is back in the news. And last week, there's some information that the attorney in the Stephen Avery case, many of you may remember the documentary Making a Murderer. Anybody that lives here in the state of Wisconsin knows the Stephen Avery name, because it's been living here for, you know, ever since he got exonerated. He's, you know, he's got about 30 years in prison, maybe 35 years in prison, and the man most likely didn't do either crime. You know, the first crime, he supposedly raped a woman and DNA exonerated him. And now the nephew, his nephew, they've got a lot of evidence stacking up against the nephew that the nephew was the murderer in this case. And then this other person, this Steve, Scott Tadich, he was alibiing the other guy that he's seen him. And now it's looking like there's 2 witnesses that are coming against this Scott Tadich, that he had some involvement with that case. So, you know, watch that Stephen Avery case. You know, the justice system and overturning convictions, it's not set up to do that. So these things take time, unfortunately, for Mr. Avery. And if he's exonerated on this one, it will be the biggest travesty in the world. And so then we go to Ghislaine Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell is the woman that procured young ladies for the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who Prince Andrew was associated, by the way, for everybody that bashes Meghan Markle as the black sheep in the family. And Prince Andrew is the, you know, devil incarnate, if that's the case. And, you know, for his hanging out with these people, you know, they never talk about that, you know, and what a black eye that Prince Andrew put on the family. And but Ghislaine Maxwell, she was recently talking about, her brother was like, oh, she didn't do anything. Well, now they have a 4th victim of hers where they're prosecuting her for basically soliciting another young female to bring to Jeffrey Epstein, which is another documentary out there if you want to look it up. just Google Jeffrey Epstein. I forget the name of it, but you can see how this guy really took advantage of some really young ladies and just destroyed a lot of lives. And so did this Ghislaine Maxwell. And, you know, she should be prosecuted to the fullest in that. So I hate to end on such a cheery note, folks, but I am going to go round up a few people. I'm going to pull them out of the inner city. We're going to go to a nice location and we're going to talk, you know, let them vent and see where they're at with their lives and how can we, you know, help and turn things around and, you know, try to stay positive for them, give them some, redirect some thinking about, you know, achieving, reaching for heights. And hopefully this talk is helping you too. Where are you at? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to, you know, be? See that vision. And then once you see it, you may have to lock down on it. I want to be sober. I want to quit abusing myself with drugs, you know. And sometimes you surrender, you know, I cannot, no matter what, you know, you got to be faithful to yourself, I guess, is, you know, I respect myself enough that I'm never going back to that misery again. Even though I may feel miserable while I'm trying to get through life, and that's just life, you know, emotions come and go. You're going to get good ones, you know, and you're going to get some really bad ones, but picking up and using drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, don't help it. It's the problems are still there. So, hey, have a wonderful, prosperous day. Sorry to end on such a kind of gloom and doomy notes, but, you know, let's thrive. Let's conquer today. Have a wonderful, absolutely prosperous day.